Salam, I'm Kulsoom. Today we're going to talk about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, season 2. Welcome back. So we're going to ask some questions about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and we're going to be answering them, but remember, this is season 2. So there are fewer questions and longer answers. Are you ready? Okay, number 1. Who was the grandfather of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam on his father's side? And remember, the grandfather of Imam al-Mahdi was also a divinely appointed imam. Okay, good job. So we've been practicing this kind of questions for few episodes now, and so that means you should be an expert. And this is how it goes: the father of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam, and the father of Imam Askari alayhi salam is Imam Naqi alayhi salam. So the grandfather of Imam al-Mahdi on his father's side is Imam Naqi alayhi salam, and he is also known as Imam Hadi alayhi salam. Okay, we're moving on to number 2. And do you know on what Islamic Hijri calendar date did Imam Mahdi go into occultation? Excellent! Well, if you happen to watch the Me, You, and Imam al-Mahdi series, you would know that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam went into major occultation in the year 329 Hijri calendar. And do you know what the current year is in the Hijri calendar? Do you even know what a Hijri calendar is? Well, these are not our questions, but they sure are interesting. Maybe you should go find out. Okay, we're creeping up to number 3. And in Arabic, it's called Thalatha. Maybe we should do a series on Arabic numbers. Well, anyways, I'm sure you watched the season 1 episode of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And in that episode, we told you where Imam Mahdi was born. But do you know what the original name of that city was? Awesome, guys! Well, the name of the city where Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was born in was Samira. And the original name of the city was Surra Man Ra'a. And now we are on our last question, number 4. Do you know on what date Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is going to reappear? Okay, well, that was a trick question, because no one knows for sure in what date Imam al-Mahdi is going to reappear. So either we wait and be surprised, which in this situation, it's not good to be surprised, because it will be more like shocked, because we weren't prepared. That's a surprise for ya. And the other option is to always make reparations so that we are always prepared and ready for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Well, okay, that was all the time we had. I like these 4 question episodes, don't you? And I'm really glad you answered those questions so well. And if you didn't, just keep practicing until you remember. See you all next time, inshallah, wherever you are. And remember to pray for the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance.